Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Captain Sir Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what? Noticed that you've been honoured there in the New Year's Honours List, despite your extremely outspoken views about the royal family. I'm surprised that they got round to honouring you.
Yeah, Captain Sir Andy Dawson. Now, I think it was the outspoken nature that got me on there. I think they wanted to try and tame me by bringing me into wanted me in the tent pissing out rather than outside the tent pissing in.
I think we need to bring him in to the circle of trust, Philip. Yeah. He's a trumped up little northern arsehole.
Gobshite.
But let's make him our little trumped up northern arsehole. Yeah, I see what you mean.
I've fallen for it. Have you seen
like we did with Elton John?
Exactly, yes. Have you seen the latest fucking scandal, if you want to use that word, about the crown? Where the Tory culture secretary has said that they should be flagging up the fact that it's a drama because not everything in it is true. Not only are these fucking paedophile enabling freeloaders getting their own drama series, they're not even fucking interested enough to be factual about. They have to make stuff up about the cunts.
Mate, I was infuriated by this program beyond what you had even prepared me for, because
I haven't even seen it.
Right? Do you know? I know you haven't seen it, but you said instinctively, "Look, this is a program about cunts, for cunts, by cunts." You didn't use that phrase, but I got that was the vibe. Yeah. And you're right. And the fact that people are fucking—if you're into the crown, it's like fuck's sake, get a fucking grip on yourself. It's like, for a start, right, there are people going around going, oh, yeah, but even if you're not into the royals, it's really well made. Do you know what? Yeah, it's got great cinematography because they've flown all around the world fucking filming things, like, beautifully, right? But if that's what you're into, fucking watch Planet Earth with Attenborough. Watch the
Attenborough and his ants.
If it's pretty pictures you're after, it's insulting to our intentions. Firstly, it is a fucking really synthetic retelling of British history, right? Which is just kind of a superficial skirt across the things that happened at every point, sort of for some reason making us look at it through the least relevant from the perspective of the least relevant fucking people in the country, the royals, right? It's supposed to elicit sympathy with the Queen because she feels the pain when national disasters happen. A, probably not true. B, even if it is true, why am I supposed to give a fuck about that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's basically Dynasty. But Dynasty was fucking great, right? Because it was mad and Joan Collins was in it and there was bitch fighting and shoulder pads. And it was sort of less insulting to our intelligence because they were sort of saying from the beginning, look, right, this is Dynasty. It's fucking mad. It's just it's a ludicrous program about a ludicrous bunch of rich cunts, right? Just fucking drink it in. You're not supposed to take it seriously, right? Ditto Dallas. This
is actually great socio-political history.
It's not. It's fucking, it's insulting to all of us, right?
It's Dynasty with actual cunts in it.
Yeah, it's about actual cunts who are really tedious, like dreary, tedious cunts.
Well, exactly,
right?
Yeah. If they have to make stories up about what's happened, they can't make it all about what's really happened.
But people are going, I think, I can't believe it. Like, apparently, there's people saying, well, I mean, there is not a more Lampard audience out there. Well, apparently, the Queen... It's factually inaccurate. That is not what the Queen wears for the Trooping of the Colour. Do I look like I give a fuck what the Queen wears for the Trooping of Colour, whatever the fuck that is? And we all fucking lost our collective minds.
It's like all these cunts who go on and on when the Queen wears a certain brooch for a certain occasion and she says that she's sending out a message through the brooches she wears. Like when Donald Trump came, she wore one. I can't remember what it was next. It's so
fucking
dull.
Fucking brooch
cunt. Fuck off. No, she's not.
Okay. Well, maybe she is, maybe she isn't. The point is, right, if you're a fucking adult, right, you're not literally a tiny child who's obsessed with watching Disney films, right? Why do you give a fuck about any of this shit, right? Mm. You should, at best, you should be fucking indifferent, right? Yeah. Well, you should either be indifferent just to fucking, like, maintain your own sanity... Yeah. Or we should all be fucking storming the palace gates.
Yeah.
It's like when Maradona said to the Pope, isn't it? Oh, we're worried about child poverty. And he goes to him, well, sell your fucking ceiling then, mate.
Sell your gold ceiling then, you cunt. Yeah.
Like, there's exactly, a few people on Twitter, you know, you fucking are going, oh, watch the ABBA fan episode, right? Which is about the ABBA fan tragedy in the 60s, right? Fucking whole school gets covered in a slag heap and all the kids die, right? Mm-hmm. I found it so insulting that we were made to see that tragedy, right, through the eyes of the fucking Queen of England, as if that was the relevant story to be told, right? It is a tragedy, and we were supposed to see her emotion about it and how it affected her and how it affected Harold Wilson, the Prime Minister, right? This is a fucking tragedy. It is of no relevance whatsoever what the Queen... And people are like, oh, yeah, but it was quite critical of her because she didn't turn up. Whether she turned up or didn't turn up is not the fucking point. No one gives a fuck. At least you shouldn't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? It's not the fucking relevant issue.
Didn't ITV make it a highly acclaimed drama about ABBA fan a few years ago? So, you know, that's kind of the final word on it, I think. If you're going to make a dramatisation of it, don't want to see it through the fucking Queen's eyes.
I mean, it would be like... making something about... It reminded me of Grenfell Tower, right? ABBA fan. And, like, it would be like, we're going to do a dramatisation of Grenfell. But rather than show it from the perspective of the community, the victims, their families, and examine the injustices and the corruption that led to the deaths of these people, we're going to show... Wouldn't it be great to make a programme where we saw the Queen's perspective on it?
Yeah.
And we'll open with a beautiful skyline shot of England and she's having her tea and toast and she looks out the fucking window of Buckingham Palace and she sees a cloud of smoke in the fucking distance. She goes, what's that, Philip? Right? And he goes, yeah, fucking tower blocks burnt down. Because we fucking, some of our pals fucking covered in inflammable toxic plastic. And a single tear rolls down Olivia Colman's cheek. And we all go, oh, she's so dignified. Fucking grow up, right? Grow some fucking bollocks. Absolutely unreal. You're insulting everyone, not least yourself, by
go
fucking engaging with this shit.
Go and watch something else. There's lots of
shit.
Other stuff to watch. Go on O4 and watch GBH. The thing with Robert Lindsay and Michael Palin and Byron Blaisdell. Go and watch that. That's brilliant. That's
And I tell you
nine
what
hours
else
of
as well,
your time.
Right?
Watch that instead.
Fucking do yourself a favour and listen to the people who grin themselves to death by the house martins, right? And while taking a long, hard look at yourself in the fucking mirror.
Yeah. Very good. Very good recommendation. I don't know how we got on. Oh, yeah, because I've been Captain
It's been driving me mad.
Captain
I
Sir
can't
Tom.
Believe I was tricked into watching it. But anyway, go on.
I mean, that's it, yeah. I would watch it if there were bitch fights between the Queen and Princess Margaret. I'll say that much.
Make it more that. Like Dynasty. Yeah. Has there ever been a better opening sequence to a television programme than Dallas? No, there hasn't, has there?
Of course there hasn't. This is the other thing as well. Princess Margaret always gets cast as being the rebel royal and all this sort of thing because she hung around with celebrities.
She's a fucking alcoholic.
Well, Well, I watched a couple of documentaries about her that were on recently. One BBC, one Channel 5, you know, for variety and comparison purposes. I watched them and I thought, she seems fucking horrible. She seems really fucking shallow and facile. And again, just a sponger. Contributed fuck all.
Didn't even make an effort.
Didn't even try to be a royal. Just kept going on fucking holiday all the time. Yeah. Oh, she's the rebel royal. Who's paying for it? Us. Fuck off.
I know. Don't expect me to fucking laugh, right? Don't expect me to engage in it. Don't expect me to go, wow, God, what a rebel. Whoa, she's the black sheep of the family. That's a fucking insult to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Because I'm paying for her to have this fucking lifestyle. You bunch of fucking racist nonces.
People say that the royals help contribute towards tourism in the UK, but I'll tell you what, if they just all fucked off to... They can all fuck off to the desert island of their choice and live out their days there. But are more people going to come and have a look around Buckingham Palace at 25 quid a shot?
Of course they are.
The fucking takings would go through the roof if they fucked off.
You know what I say to that, right? Fucking Julius Caesar isn't around much anymore, right? But they're still fucking turning up to Rome, aren't they? Yeah. And going to look at the Colosseum, the cunts.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So
there we are.
Walt Disney's dead, but people still go to America.
He's parked. That's mainly for the frozen lemonade, though. That's lovely, the frozen lemonade. Life logistics. Here we are. We were just briefly talking about our own personal life logistics before we started, and we'll pass this on. A lot of people are working from home at the moment, and I think what we need to say is do not be afraid to go to sleep at any point during your day if you're working from home. You had a big sleep yesterday when we had no episodes.
Big sleep.
I had a bonus sleep this morning after I dropped the kid off at school because I just didn't feel I'd had enough. So I topped it up. Fucking do that.
Yeah, this time of year as well, I don't know about you, but you wake up and it's still pitch black. Mm. You're waking up, get the kids ready for school and that, and it's like you don't ever feel fully rested at this time of year. You're not getting enough vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking taking supplements, mate, and everyone should be.
Me too.
Right, vitamin D, get it down here. It's good for fighting COVID. And you're not getting enough sunlight. And sometimes you just got to, like, think, fuck this. I'm going to get under the covers and I'm going to grab half an hour. Right, or in my case, an hour. Which I know is against the Andy Dawson nap methodology.
Captain Sir Andy Dawson.
Exactly. The Captain Sir Andy Dawson, inventor of the nap.
I'm not claiming to have invented it, of course.
No, naps did exist before Dawson's time.
Well, it was invented by Sir John Knapp in 1862.
It was Dawson who was said to professionalise it and apply scientific, rational thought to it.
I just redefined it, that's all, for a modern era. That's all I did.
Brought it into the modern day. Isn't it?
So that's our first tip today. Fucking have a sleep whenever you feel like it. Don't worry about it.
Do it now. Do it now. Pause this podcast, have a nap, come back, finish it later.
Yeah. I've been blighted by insomnia a little bit recently for the first time in my life. Just not being able to get to sleep overnight. It's probably because I'm having a nap during the day. But
that could be it, yeah.
But I need the nap during the day, otherwise I can't function, so what do I do? I'm now
someone said the other day,
bed.
My mate suffers from such bad insomnia that it well, it's a vicious circle. People all know it. He suffers from anxiety. And as a result, that is the cause. At least he knows what the cause is. A lot of people don't. But with him, it's that, because his brain will be buzzing too much. And then he doesn't sleep. But then what that does is that fuels more anxiety, because he's convinced. He lies there thinking, I'm going to be in an awful state tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you always feel a bit... That's the main thing. I mean, your mental health suffers a lot if you're tired. And that's the main reason, not just physically. It's really good to have a... But then he's like that. He said, you know, he convinced himself. I've had serious conversations with him where I know he's not had enough sleep, so he's not thinking straight, where he's seriously thinking that he might die if he doesn't sleep, which is not true, because I researched it once, because I suffered from insomnia once in my life for a period about 9 years ago. And I did a lot of research at the time, because I think I went 3 nights solid with no sleep. And I thought, I wonder if I'll die. But I found out you could do a week.
Right. Well, yeah, because do you not remember Touch the Truck on Channel 5? They were gone without sleep, weren't they?
I never watched it. I remember it.
It was a thing where they had to touch a truck and the last one to not touch the truck won the truck.
I thought you could say £1 million.
I don't know, it might have been a million quid, I can't remember. But it was £1 million truck. It might have been a diamond encrusted truck, I'm not sure.
Was it like one of the trucks out of Convoy?
Yeah. No, it was what do they call it? A Hummer? Do they call them a Hummer?
I've just had
an email. This is a niche email I'm gonna read out. I've just had an email from Scritti Politti, and they are doing a tour to commemorate the 35th anniversary of their fantastic album Cupid and Psych 85. So there we go. Oh, and they're coming to Gateshead as well. There you go. Tickets on sale Friday. That's September next year.
All the live shows going to be back. We'll be back on the road, won't we, next year?
I'll be down the front row on that one, so come along and see me and say hello. Captain Sir Andy. Get a selfie with Captain Sir Andy.
And he'll be dressed in his full naval regalia.
Yes,
in his admiral outfit, yeah, or captain outfit.
Yeah,
we'll be doing live shows next year, I imagine, out on the road.
Yeah, we'll have to get that sorted out. It might be, we'll see how it goes. I think they're quite hard to book at the minute because everyone's kind of got them booked in. So it might be early 2022 by the time we get it round to it. But
damn right, we'll find somewhere, even if we have to do a deal with fucking Premier Inn and do them in a series of conference rooms at various Premier Inns around the country. And we'll call it the Premier Inn Tour. They'll sponsor us. They get loads of publicity for it.
Everyone wins.
And we'll go, if you want VIP, we'll have tiered tickets. If you want VIP tickets, they include a stayover where we hang out in the bar, right, and have like a buffet meal.
40 minutes.
Yes, for 40 minutes. If you want top, it's called Double Diamond Platinum level. You get to share a room with us. But those tickets cost £10,000. It's very much like the budget version of Indecent Proposal. someone might approach me in the bar, like a swarthy businessman, and go, I like your co-host. And I go, yeah, Andy, he's a great guy. How much to sleep with him? What? How much to sleep with Andy, your co-host? No, sorry, get out. I've got serious money here. What do you mean, serious money? Serious, we make a lot of money, thank you very much. I'm saying £10,000 deposited in your bank account tonight, Sam. Just for one night with Andy. £10,000? Yeah. All right, you got a deal, mate.
Yeah, I'll do it. No funny stuff.
It's fine. I've actually got, I can get a key card, like from reception, no problem. I know his room number, and they know that we're co-hosts, so they'll give me a key card, no problem, and I'll just give it to you.
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Here's a tip as well about Premier Inn. If you're going to Wembley to watch your team play and you want to get access to non-Wembley booze prices before you go in, go on eBay, buy yourself a Premier Inn key card, and you'll be able to get into Premier Inn across the road from the stadium and use the bar facilities. Apparently.
Fucking hell. I thought you were going to say just book a cheap room at Premier Inn, but no. Just get yourself a fucking key card. Although, getting a room's not a bad idea if you can get it cheap, because then you get parking and the bar. And even if you're not staying night, you can just go and have a lovely lie down after the game.
Well, we did. When Sunderland played in the Czech Trade Trophy final a couple of years ago, I managed to book that hotel. It's just across the road from Wembley.
I think I remember that.
So
yeah.
Obviously we were drinking in there before we went into the stadium. We went into the stadium 15 minutes before kickoff. We didn't do any of that fucking pissing about outside and everything, mincing about up and down Wembley. We were just hard at it in the bar. And yeah, to get in afterwards, you had to show your key card. Otherwise, anyone could have just strolled in. So it was residents only. So if you get, you can get key cards off eBay. But you've got to make sure you've got the latest one, the correct one. Because if you go with the one from 2002, you're going to look like a fool and get turned away. But
My mate did that with... I thought it was quite bad because my mate who had a... I don't want to expose her, but she was
Well, you've already narrowed it down to 50% of the population.
Yeah, it was a woman. And she, which a woman, a mother, which makes this all the more shocking, in my opinion. Mm. But she ran a small business and their local coffee shop, which is part of a chain. All right, I'll tell you, it's Cafe Nero, right?
Okay.
And they have the loyalty card, right, with the stamps. She went on eBay and bought a stamp. Yeah? And then she got a load of cards. And she just,
stamp.
And what she did was, to stop them being suspicious, like, fucking hell, this woman's coming in here every day with another loyalty card. How's she doing it? So what she did was, it was her business around the corner, and she had, like, sort of, say, five rotating members of staff. So she'd send a she had a schedule for going to get a free coffee every day, different person went in every day. And I don't know, I mean, I've got no loyalty to Sir John Cafe Nero. I'd have had a real problem with it if it was an independent coffee shop.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I just don't know. I mean, listen, mate, I'm fucking right behind your Premier Inn idea because fuck them, right?
Well, at the end of the day, they're getting money in the till, aren't they? So, you know, they're just it's just a couple of extra people through the door. Not everyone's going
to be.
And I don't
know about you, but I've had it up to here with Premier Inn, thinking that they're better than the rest of us. This elitism, it's one rule for them, one rule for the rest of the country, right? I've just had it up to here. So, I mean, they're like the royals, and I'm like, fuck you, Premier Inn. You've had it on your own terms for too long, right? Time for some payback.
Okay, right, fine. I might go on eBay now and buy up all the Premier Inn cards before I put this episode out. And then sell
we
them
might do a tour
premium.
Of Premier Inns. And if Premier Inns don't want to do it, fine, we'll do a fucking Travelodge tour.
I'll see if I can get us a support slot on the Scritti Politti tour, if you like.
Oh, yeah.
That'll
try
be good.
That, mate.
We're going to do half an hour before Scritti Politti come on.
Yeah, warm up the crowd. Do a bit of singing.
What a dinosaur.
We've had some really good logistics this week.
Have we?
Yeah,
I haven't seen them.
Kieran Phillips, the Leeds United midfielder.
Yes, of course.
No, I think that's his name. No, this guy's England called player. Kieran Phillip.
Mm-hmm.
With current COVID restrictions, where's the best place to take a gal I'm talking to online on a date? I'm 23 and she's 19. Oh my God, we've been speaking for a month. And
that's not as bad as it seems. That's not as bad as it seems from a mid-40s perspective, Sam.
No,
fine.
The reason I said, oh my God, was that I just think it's funny that Kieran has come to us for dating advice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
23-year-old Kieran, you're in the prime of your life, mate. You know what to do. Just follow your instincts. Don't follow ours. You're taking a hot 19-year-old internet lady on a date, right? We don't know what you kids like, right? Mm. I mean, me and Andy would go, I don't know, take her to a Premier Inn, get yourself a hooky card off of eBay, right? I mean,
try
the sort of women
that
we would date, they'd be impressed by that. Look at this, right? See the prices in here, right? They're concessions for the guests, like, I'm not a fucking guest. I bought this off of eBay for 10 quid. Watch this. What are you having?
I've got the
body and cork, is it? No problem. Watch this, you cunt. Right. Barman, over here.
It's a little tip I got from a couple of middle-aged men on a podcast.
Our life logistics for that, Kieran, is just basically don't ask us.
Well, it's got to be outdoors, hasn't it? That's the rules at the minute. I suppose it depends which tier you're in. It's kind of... I'm tier 3, which means you can't go anywhere. But I've got a beach near me. Going to a beach is nice for a nice stroll, I suppose. you can a park, something like that.
When
you
I was
can't
a youngster,
the woods.
I'd, if I yeah, if you I draw took the line. A girl on a date when I was young, and it was the daytime, which was rare, but occasionally you'd go. I'd try to usually take her to a park, some parkland.
Yeah, some scrubland.
There's some nice scrubland near me if you fancy it. or
this used to be a clothes factory till they pulled it down. See the outline of it just over there, but it's all mostly concrete now. I think there's been a couple of planning applications for a KFC, but they haven't gone through as such as yet. Research your scrubland is what I'm saying.
Or brownfield sites. There's a lot of brownfield sites around the UK, which, again, because of just mad red tape, property developers have not been allowed to exploit. But what that means is they are they're sort of neutral ground that are quite good for COVID era dating.
It makes a good conversation point as well. You could discuss what you would build on that on that brownfield site yourselves. Do you know what I mean? Fantasy brownfield.
Exactly right. Everyone's interested in development and the rights and wrongs of it, property development, and very often that'll get you onto the topic of immigration.
Yeah,
which I think is a great conversation on a date, on a first date, is what are your views on immigration like? I mean, you know, my attitude is I welcome any cunt, but there's already so much space in this country and we are close to being full. So for me, a point system makes sense, like they do in Australia.
Yeah, you can find a lot about someone from a conversation like that, can't you? Decide if you want to spend the rest of your life with them.
Look at this brownfield site. We're not allowed to build on it, right? So how can we be taking these refugees, or they claim to be refugees, into this country, right, when there's brownfield sites sitting idle like this one?
There's just no housing. There's not enough housing. But then, I'm not blaming the immigrants. It's all to do with the red tape and the local council and all that. Plus, you've got the local residents who often mount campaigns against prospective, you know, developments. So it's a very, very complicated thing.
Anyway, do you want a sip of my drink? If you bring some cans, that's fine. Bring some cans, but do offer her a sip. Don't just hog them. Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
I'm not saying you'd split them half and half, all of the cans, but at least offer us some.
Depends if you're driving as well, doesn't it? I would suggest sitting on a wall and having a bag of chips. That seems like a nice date. But I mean, when you're 23 and 19, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe she's looking for
you know, a lot of them are into more macrobiotic diets, the youngsters. So,
are they?
Yeah, they might not even... Oh, you know what Len asked for his birthday, which was last week, talking of chips? He asked for and received a deep fat fryer.
That boy's going to go far. I've said it before, I'm saying it again.
He spotted this deep fat fryer whilst we were looking on the John Lewis website about 7 months ago, right? And he was like, what is that? Because it looked quite cool. It's quite compact and space age looking. And I went, deep fat fryer, mate. And I explained to him what they were, and he was like, oh, my God. And on the website, they had pictures of donuts and chips and all of his other favourite foods. And so he said, that's going on my birthday list. I went, your birthday's not till November, mate. You'll have changed your mind by then. And almost to be stubborn, he mentioned his deep fat fryer on a daily basis for like 7 months. So it got to like a couple of weeks for his birthday, and me and my wife had to sit down and just face the fact that this is what he wants and he's not going to budge from it.
He doesn't get it. There's going to be chaos.
There's going to be mayhem. So we fucking got it. It's a Tefal, I think it's called Tefal Easy Cook. It's 50 quid, which is not bad. I think I've mentioned it to you before because it's got a window so you can observe your chips as they cook.
Yeah.
And I used it for chip night, which, as you know, is Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And usually we have oven chips, but I made fresh chips and I double fried them. There's a Canadian guy on YouTube. You know, we went for a phase of being really into middle-aged men on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's fucking great.
You see a fierce, called, but it's forever, isn't it?
It's called something like Tom's Kitchen or something like that. It's someone's kitchen. He's just some old bloke, and he's like telling you how to make really nice chips. So me and Len followed that, and they were fucking amazing.
Were they?
So, yeah, that made his day. He went, fucking man, he got that and the board game of The Wall, and fuck, was just like absolutely delighted.
And how does The Wall board game play? Because I still haven't played mine yet.
It's quite complicated. It basically plays well, but there's quite a lot of fiddling about. So playing it took a while. Right. Quite a lot of sums to do.
Yeah, that's good, I suppose. You don't want it to go too quickly, do you?
But you've got to keep changing, because there's a thing at the bottom. Because obviously, one of the key parts of the game is it changes between round one, two, and three, the amount of sums of money at the bottom.
Ah, so you've got to keep changing. So you've got cards,
and you just have to remove them. But other than that, I mean, it basically follows the rules of the game. And what was really fun was that we both did Danny Dyer impressions throughout while we were asking each other questions. So that's an extra bit of fun. You don't have to do that. It doesn't say it in the rules, but obviously you do it.
There's no point otherwise, is there? Do the balls change colour to green and red?
No, you just have to remember. So if you get a question wrong, you just have to go, oh, look at them. We don't like them horrible red balls. Yeah, they're balls we don't like. They're mugs. So you just have to remember that, basically, yeah.
Right. Oh, well. Oh, that sounds really good. Yeah. Well, I've got it. I still haven't convinced anyone else in the household to play it with me, even the dog.
Fresh cut chips from a deep fat fryer. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Double fried. You fry them for 170 for like 7 minutes. Then you take them out, you let them dry for a little bit, and you turn up the heat to 190.
Right.
Then you put them back in for a further, I can't remember, 6 minutes.
Right.
Then they're double cooked. When they come out, unbelievable. Out of this world chips. Yeah.
I wonder if that works on an air fryer as well, because that's what I do my chips in.
I know.
I'll give that a try. I mean,
it is bad, because then on Saturday I did like tempura. I basically battered a load of fucking vegetables and fried them, trying to make out to my missus that it was a healthier option. But, you know, you deep fry fucking anything. And this was worse, because I put it in batter. Right.
Double trouble.
So it's you have to, I mean, we've had to say, right, just once a week. Because if not, you just got it out, you're cooking non-stop in it. Because it just the practicalities of it, when you heat fat to those temperatures, and you can put anything in there and it cooks, it's quicker than a microwave, mate.
Mm.
You put it in the basket, and the fat, you think, I'm not sure that fat's hot yet. Right, because it's not bubbling or anything. Mm. And the most satisfying thing is you put your victims, whether they be chopped up potato or battered vegetable,
or a Mars bar,
in your what do you call it? Your mesh cradle.
Yeah, cradle of joy.
And then you slowly lower it down, like Han Solo being lowered into that carbon freezing device, right? Yeah. And you always say, like in that famous scene, I say to the chips, I love you. And then they say back to me, I know. as the mesh cradle touches the fat, the fat goes mad like a shark's feeding frenzy. Like it reacts to something put in it, and it goes fucking mad. It starts swirling and bubbling and spitting, and the chips just get down there like they're being cremated. Die potato. They come out moments later, beautiful.
Reborn. Yeah, like Jesus.
You can put anything in there. I mean, in pubs, we'll have listeners who've worked in kitchens in pubs. And in pubs, famously, they just, because they realise it's the quickest, most effective way to cook anything, you have the deep fat fryer on the whole day. And literally, if you have a breakfast in a pub, right, they'll have deep fried the sausages and bacon and maybe even the eggs.
Fuck. Really?
Because it's just you just lower it in, Jesus, and then it comes out moments later. It's all cooked and it tastes extra delicious. So you serve it and people go, oh, that's really tasty. It's particularly tasty, that sausage. And the fucking chef's thinking, yeah, of course it is, you cunt. I just deep fried it.
I did it the most unhealthy way I could, but it's the quickest, so fucking chomp on.
Anything fucking tastes delicious when you deep fry the cunt, you daft bastard. Oh, are these sausages organic? Yeah, that's right. Organic. That's why they taste so nice.
Organic from fucking Morrison's. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous because when you realise the speed, the practicality, plus the deliciousness,
yeah,
you
yeah.
put those things together and you only want to deep fry shit. So it's actually a dangerous thing to have in your home.
And your cholesterol's through the fucking roof, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. We've got one query dealt with this week. But we've covered lots of other areas, so I think it's
shame, though, because positive. There's a lot of good queries.
Oh, we'll hold them back. We've got plenty more.
If any of these
are urgent, mark them urgent. If you haven't marked them urgent, then we'll get around to them in fucking February or something. That's your problem.
Yeah. Probably a conversation for off air, but could we all offer a bespoke direct life logistics for a premium fee?
£10,000.
If you £10,000, you want to look us in the eye, you can meet us at a premier inn of your choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be in the UK.
COVID restrictions, you know, applying, of course.
Apply. And we will meet you face-to-face and discuss it with you in a room for 40 minutes.
Yeah, no longer. £10,000. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.